He took out of his case a shabby blue book and handed it to Alim. There's several of the deceased's prints and a few of the broad one I got off the door. Same party had tried to get into the case where I found the book.
The Consolations of a Critic, Alim muttered, turning the book over. By C. Lewis Hind, 1911. Nice reproductions. Hello?
Why, stab me and sink me, there it is. He had come upon a black-and-white reproduction of a picture in which three medieval figures mowed a charming field against a background of hayricks, pollard willows, and turreted palaces.
By gum and gosh, Bailey, you found Mr. Malmsley's secret.
I knew I'd met these three nice little men before. This is the explanation of one of the more obscure passages in the O'Dorn's document. What a yell about Marmalade's bit of dirt. What a yell indeed. Fetch him in, Fox. Bailey, you've done extremely well.
Malmsley drifted in ahead of Fox, looking sufficiently remarkable with his beard divided into two. He wore a crimson shirt, a black tie, and a corduroy velvet jacket. Indeed, he had the uncanny appearance of a person who had come round full circle to the Victorian idea of a bohemian.
"Ah, Mr. Alim," he said, "you are painfully industrious."
Alim smiled vaguely and invited Malmsley to sit down. Nigel returned to the desk. Bailey walked over to the door. Fox stood in massive silence by the dying fire.
"Mr. Malmsley, you told us that Garcia asked you if—" Alim consulted his notebook. "If you had ever felt like murdering your mistress just for the horror of doing it, how did you reply?"
"I replied that I'd never been long enough attached to a woman for her to claim the title of my mistress."
"Is he at all insane, do you think?"
"Insane? My dear Inspector, who can define the borders of abnormality?"
"That is quite true," said Alim patiently. "Is he in the habit of taking drugs, do you know?"
"I really have no idea."
"You've never noticed his eyes, for instance," continued Alim, looking fixedly into Malmsley's. "One can usually tell, you know, by the eyes. The pupils are contracted. Later on, they occasionally become widely dilated, as you must have observed, Mr. Malmsley, when you have looked in a mirror."
"Your methods are singularly transparent, Inspector. He wished to know if I've ever amused myself by exploring the pleasures of opium. I have done so. A friend has given me a very beautiful set in jade and ivory, and I have not been so churlish as to neglect its promise of enjoyment. On the other hand, I have not allowed myself to contract a habit."
"Did you invite Garcia to smoke opium?"
"Yes."
"When?"
"Last Friday afternoon."
"At last," said Alim. "Where did you smoke your opium?"
"In the studio."
"You had the 6 o'clock bus to catch. Surely you felt disinclined to make the trip up to London."
Malmsley moved restlessly. "As a matter of fact," he said, "I did not smoke a full pipe. I merely started one and gave it to Garcia."
"How many pipes did you give him?"
"Only one."
"Very well. When you finally left the studio," said Alim, "what was Mr. Garcia's condition?"
"He was very tranquil. He said that there was a way out of all one's difficulties if one only had the courage to take it."
"Did you take your opium and the pipe back to the house?"
"No. The housemaid had said something about changing the sheets on my bed. I didn't particularly want to encounter her."
"Where did you put the things then?"
"In a box under Garcia's bed."
"And collected them?"
"This morning, before class."
"Had they been disturbed?"
"No idea."
"Do you think Garcia may have smoked again after you left?"
"Again, I have no idea."
Alim looked curiously at Malmsley.
"I wonder," he said, "if you realize what you may have done. What you have told me points almost too startlingly to only one conclusion."
Malmsley made a sudden and violent gesture of repudiation.
"That is a horrible suggestion," he said. "I have told you the truth. You have no right to suggest that I had any other motives, but...
"I think I appreciate your motives well enough, Mr. Malmsley. We shall, of course, verify your statements. I have looked at your illustrations, Mr. Malmsley. They are charming. You share my pleasure in them, said Malmsley, rallying a little. I particularly liked the picture of the three...